Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I am Jessica Del Mar. This is the Oneness Podcast. In this episode, I wanted to address a Q&A, and I want to do more of these Q&A episodes going forward. So if you have any questions that you want me to address, feel free to drop me an email or a message so that I can feature you on a future Q&A episode. We're entering into 2024, and I'll share a 2024 energy message hopefully next week, but I wanted to address this Q&A because it has a lot to do with the energy of 2024, which is abundance and tapping more into this energy of abundance. But what is abundance? We really have to redefine what abundance means to us, not necessarily from a mind standpoint or from our ego standpoint, but from our hearts and from our soul. And even DNA is what's coming through. So it's about tuning in and tapping more into these deeper layers within us, like these hidden codes in our DNA, to unleash and unravel this form of abundance, this even idea of abundance, perception of abundance, that will help not only simplify our lives moving forward, but really help us to reap the benefits of why we came at this specific moment in time. So this is the question. How can we stay consistent in the journey of self-trust when we have been looking for something, whether it's a relationship, a job, money, etc., for a long time without success? I know that a lot of you have been struggling, especially over the past few years, of manifesting things for yourself, especially if they are bigger things. And I've spoken about this before, but a lot of our manifestations going forward, especially if we have the intention of ascension, of raising our frequency, of evolving as human beings, our manifestations want to meet us there. So we're not going to manifest old earth 3D stuff as we are working our way up into a higher new earth state of being. And so we have to, this time, this is a very in-between time that we're tending to our frequencies, ourself, our energies, in order to then also kind of rewire not only ourselves, our brains, our hearts, our bodies, but rewire our experience as well and the things that we're manifesting into our experience and through our experience. So this is what came through in regards to this question. The first thing that you must know as conscious creator beings is that you are not placed here on this earth to have things. To create is not necessarily to have, but to become. And these are very important words that we think will help shift the way that you hold your consciousness in how you create. Somewhere along the way, we as human beings placed more emphasis and importance on what we were having instead of who we were becoming. Now, this surely does not mean that you cannot have things, but the shift really occurs when you realize that having things is a byproduct, secondary to who you are and the journey of who you are becoming. This is a consciousness shift, which means that the way that we manifest things is also shifting. There is a significance right now in terms of manifestation, not coming from our ego's desire or even really much of our heart's desire, because there's still a lot of illusion in the heart to have things. But the significance is occurring mostly in the way that we manifest from our soul's desire. Our soul's desire to become who we search to be. Meaning that when we find ourselves searching for something, we often mistake the journey as something that we are seeking outside of us, something we're trying to attain outside of us, or something that we're looking to retrieve externally. But really, when we find ourselves searching for something, or we have that feeling that we need to search for something, or there's something there that we're looking for, it's actually an invitation for us to enter into a process of soul alignment, with our soul desiring to become something that we do not yet know. And so in the process of seeking and searching, we must understand that our soul has access to us at all times. And when we get lost or stuck in the search, we can grant our soul the reins to pull us through. But often, the reason we get stuck is because we are looking for answers in all the wrong places. So to grant our soul the reins to pull us through, we must surrender the idea that what we are seeking is something we are meant to have, and begin embracing the idea that what we are seeking is something we are meant to be. This is a shift of consciousness that we have all been integrating, the shift from doing or having into being and creating. And so this shift of consciousness is also shifting the way that we manifest. I know a lot of people are having a hard time in this in-between space between the shift of doing and having into being and creating. It's kind of like this very sticky in-between space, trying to navigate ourselves through it. Because we're having a lot of these deeper desires, even our greater soul's desires are coming through very strongly, trying to pull us out of this sticky space and into the magnificence of what we're desiring to manifest. But these are really big things. And in order to manifest these things, we have to shift into someone completely different than who we were or who we are. We are integrating into a whole new state and sense of being. This can often mean a longer process in between the desire and the manifestation, simply because you're tuning into who you are becoming in that in-between space. And particularly right now, that in-between space is so sticky because the shift is such a grand shift. And so at this moment in time, that in-between space could mean that whatever it is you're desiring to manifest might take a little bit longer. But also, at this moment in time, this in-between space, while we are navigating who we are becoming, what's also part of that process is a complete breakdown of who we were, and also all of the reinforcements of who we were that we didn't realize that we were holding on to. Your desires are not wanting to manifest in the old version of you, or for the old version of you, or for the old version of you in the old earth. Your desires coming from that greater soul are wanting to manifest for you in this space and time of who you are becoming. And so as you shift into that space of who you are becoming, then the things that you're desiring are aligning more to that version of who you are becoming, so that it can meet you there, instead of meeting you in an old version of you, or a reality of an old version of you, that you are currently in the process of shedding. You're not changing for the manifestation to come into your life. You're changing because your soul is asking you to. And the journey of searching for something becomes the catapult for the change that your soul is asking from you to be. Instead of focusing so much on not having the things, how can we focus more on the journey of self-trust along the way? So that the things that we're looking for, or the things that we're seeking or desiring to manifest, are not the emphasis, but that the emphasis is turned towards our journey of self-trust. Because the more that we align to the journey of self-trust and integrate more self-trust, more self-love, then the more that our journey becomes a reflection of that self-trust and that self-love. And the reality is not only reflecting, but responding to your state of being, which is ultimately the most important thing that we want to emphasize at this time, more so than the things that you want along the way. And we know that the things along the way, you know, the job, the money, the relationship, the success, whatever it is that you want, is part of the human experience. Those desires and those experiences are part of being human. And so it's not a complete breakdown of not wanting things. I think that that's a really important part of balancing our human experience and our spiritual experience. But we have to really understand where the shift is occurring right now, so that we can work with the energies instead of against them. And so when we have those desires along the way and we put more emphasis on the desires, the job, the relationship, the money, etc., then when we don't receive those things or we don't see the evidence of those things in our reality, it often leaves us feeling very drained, very depleted, very defeated of our own resources because of all of this energy we're trying to put into manifesting these things that just aren't coming. And that's what I'm saying in terms of we have to learn how to work with the energies and where they're moving us into instead of working against it. Because if we're working against it, then we are putting more energy, we're outputting more energy into places that we're not necessarily receiving it back to us in the way that we want. It's because we're going against the flow. The flow right now is telling us to focus on the self, focus on your state of being, instead of focusing so much on the things that you want. I think that there's a significance in the things that we want in terms of telling us how to focus on ourselves. It's like the lighthouse, right? It's showing us what we want. It's showing us kind of where the focus is externally in order to bring the focus back to us internally. And so instead of feeling defeated, deflated, drained, when things are not manifesting for you or when things are not working out for you, I think that those are perfect times and opportunities to really see and shift your perspective in terms of what is this experience asking me to become in this moment, rather than what can I do in this moment to manifest the things that I want. Because if you put more focus on what is this experience or what is my soul asking me to become in this moment, regardless of the things that I want, then as you shift your becoming, then your reality shifts, the things that come into your reality shifts, and the things that you want align more with who you're becoming instead of just the desire of what you want. I hope that makes sense. So you may have heard in manifestation or manifestation practices about becoming, right, the thing that you want, becoming the vibration or in alignment with the vibration of the thing that you want. So you want to be that love in the relationship you want. You want to be or feel the success in the job that you want, or you want to feel the money already in the bank, right? But what's coming through is we want to push a little bit beyond that. That's sort of an introduction into becoming who your soul is asking you to be. It's asking you to feel the freedom, feel the abundance, feel the love already, right? Before those things come into your life. But I think a lot of people put more emphasis on becoming or feeling those things in those specific situations. So feeling the abundance because they want the money in the bank, feeling the success because they want the job, feeling the love because they want the relationship. So there's still this emphasis on the things that they want. And so we have to begin expanding our perspective to see a much greater picture that's being revealed to us right now. There's a much greater picture where we are right now on this path of ascension, on this path of evolving who we are. Because you are not becoming what you want. You are becoming much bigger and much greater than that. Who you are becoming is more in alignment with a greater version of yourself that you can only conceptualize when you go through the struggles of being human with a heart that shows you how to overcome it. I think in many ways, our understanding of manifestation as a human being allows us, gives us a little bit of a taste of conceptualizing this greater version of ourselves. Because in desiring to manifest something for ourselves, it means that we are going through a struggle or a challenge of some kind, going from not having something into having, lack into abundance. And so in many ways, it's the journey, it's the process of actually having that come to be that's allowing us to tap into this greater version of ourselves. It's not about the manifestation of the things. It's about the journey of who we are becoming along the way. Because to understand this greater self means that we must be squeezed into the very smallest version of ourselves. And so in many ways, the challenges that we have or the problems that we face, the lack that we're experiencing every day in many different aspects are challenging us. It's squeezing us into these very small versions of ourselves. But it is in those very small versions of ourselves, it's in the lack, it's in the challenges, it's in those problems, it's in the things that we don't have that we want, that then sparks that greater desire of the things that we want, of ease, of peace, of love, of abundance, right? And so it's the conceptualization of that path, that greater path that's happening and unfolding for us, that is really where we want to place the emphasis and importance on at this time, because that's what is really adding to the evolution of who we are as human beings. Not because we're attaining those things or manifesting those things again, but because we're seeing the greater picture here and how that's affecting our energy, our vibrational energy. And there are people who might say, well, why should I struggle? Why should I suffer? Why should I have these challenges? Why should I be in lack just to understand this greater version of myself, right? In many ways, that seems very unfair. And the bigger question that comes through from our guides is, then how else would you know? How else would you know your greatness if not for your weakness? How else would you know what you are capable of if not stretched into places you never thought you'd be capable of? How else would you know your capacity for strength, resiliency, trust, and unconditional love without the opportunities to utilize those very things? A big thing that's coming to the surface at this time is unfairness, right? There's a lot of unfairness in the world and a lot of unfairness in our lives. And our spirit hears us when we say, how can a God do this to us? And have things be so unfair here on earth, or when we're struggling and we're going through challenges or there's suffering in the world, how can there be a God and allow all of these things to happen? This is very unfair. And I think that in a lot of ways, navigating unfairness is part of a human experience. And I think there are two paths. The path of unfairness is very much the path of the human experience led by ego. And the path of fairness is a path of the human experience led by spirit. It's not about one path versus the other, but I think in a lot of ways, it's about the overcoming of either path and for what it is, meaning overcoming unfairness is about understanding that the path of unfairness always leads us to the path of fairness. So oftentimes people look when they're in a place of unfairness and they think that that's the only thing that is, and then they look at the fairness path and they hold it as very separate. They hold it almost like a conflict between fairness and unfairness, but they can absolutely be unified. The path of fairness can absolutely change the path of unfairness for a lot of people. The path of fairness doesn't have to be these people riding on their high horse. The path of fairness can change the path of unfairness for a lot of people, but it has to come from a place where we are merging, where we're unifying the two paths instead of holding them so separate. They feed into each other. If you allow yourself to keep the energy moving and understand that you're never stuck in either way, meaning it's never going to be a life where things are always fair for you, and it's never going to be a life where things are always unfair for you. But if you can understand that you can utilize the unfairness to strengthen the fairness, that strengthen the things that you want by going through the things that you don't want, then when you are in the path of fairness, when you're in having all the things that you want, then you also understand the strength of the path of unfairness and the things that you don't want. To unify, you utilize compassion on the path of fairness to bridge the path of unfairness, to bring hope and love and assistance to that still existing path of unfairness. And so when you are in either side, don't ever see the other side as something separate. always understand that these two, the path of fairness and unfairness, are always connected and always feeding into each other. Do not continue to hold them separate, but allow your path to reveal how they are merging in for you, how they are bringing things together for you. The unfairness is not because of the journey, whether it's our spiritual journey of self-mastery or any other journey that you might be going through. The unfairness is not because of the journey itself. The unfairness is because of the things that we encounter along the way. The unfairness is because of the discipline that we have to endure along the way. The unfairness is because we cannot have what we want right now. The unfairness is because our cravings determine our output instead of the other way around. Meaning, instead of the world showing us fairness, we have to first be fair internally and show the world our way. And so when you're in the midst of unfairness because of the discipline you have to endure, of the things that you are in that you do not want, you're witnessing a world that is showing you unfairness. And so to shift in or to unify a world of fairness, you have to first feel that fairness within you and show the world what it is that you want. Show the world your way, show the world who you are in order to have that world reflect back to you. And I know that's easier said than done. I know it's a lot of talk about having the world reflect everything that you want when you're in a space of things that you don't want, which is hard to hear for a lot of people. But that is the journey of self-mastery. That is the spiritual evolution that we're going through in order to dig these things up within us, especially when we are in places that we do not want. When it comes to the unfairness in the world, be careful not to become the unfairness in the world, because a lot of people are on this path of everything is unfair, the world is unfair, there's a lot of suffering in the world, and they're seeing that reflect to them. The unfairness is reflecting to them. And so it's showing them the path of unfairness. Be careful in those moments not to become the unfairness in the world. And that's what I'm saying in terms of if you're seeing the reflection of the path of unfairness, then it's trying to dig something deep from within you to connect you to a sense of fairness on the other side, or what you think is on the other side, but it's really not. It's inside of you. Your feelings of fairness birth whenever you feel unfairness. What you want births when you feel or experience what you do not want. And so what adds to the emphasis of the unfairness or the emphasis of the things that we do not want is when we emphasize the things, when we emphasize all of these things that we already see, the things that we don't have, the unfairness in the world, right? Going back to the beginning, we want to put less emphasis on the things that have already manifested or is manifesting for us right now and focus more on who we are becoming along the way. If we're feeling the unfairness and we're becoming more of the unfairness, then we are leading ourselves further down that path of unfairness. And so the world is going to, of course, reflect more of the path of unfairness to you. And so shifting who you are becoming along the way and understanding that this is a journey of self-mastery for every single person is about shifting who you are becoming along the way, how you are feeling in every moment, how you are unifying those two paths of fairness and unfairness, just or unjust, in every moment, because they intertwine always, always, always in every single moment. Just because you are experiencing more of one than the other doesn't mean that you cannot bring the other more into your experience. So just because you are experiencing unfairness in your world does not mean that you cannot bring more feelings of fairness into your experience. But you have to be the one who does it. You have to be the one who rises that up within you. You have to be the one who brings and pulls that up from within you. What often happens when people begin identifying with the unfairness in the world is they begin projecting that same unfairness upon others. So this is what happens when we attach or emphasize on the things, on the external things. We begin identifying with them. And so we're in a time where we're learning how to release the identification and lean more into our beingness. And so this is when we can understand and begin to understand that the world does not need more unfairness. The world needs more compassion and understanding and love. And so if you can turn that self-identification into compassion and understanding and love, you can utilize your soul to move you into action that brings about change, action that can help those in need, action that can start to sow the seams of fairness and unfairness closer together so that you can pour more fairness into the unfairness. But if you begin projecting that same unfairness into the world, then there is no resolve to the unfairness, only more unfairness. Compassion will show you that there are many ways to hold space for those who are struggling. There is not only one way. The journey of becoming who your soul wants you to be is different for every person along every person's path. There are many triggers of unfairness in the world that a lot of people are sharing at the same time, but the journey of becoming who the soul wants us to be offers many different paths along the way. Meaning, we might all be suffering or struggling in the same way, whether it's inflation or the wars or whatever it is. There's triggers in the world that every single person is feeling at this time. But how we feel it is going to be different, and what we do with that feeling is going to be different. What we do with that feeling of unfairness is going to be different for every single person. And so recognizing what path you're headed down is going to help you understand how separate you are feeling from the opposite, or how you are taking compassionate steps of merging the two and unifying more of a wholeness into the experience. You are becoming pure potential in whatever you are going through right now. It is not to break you down, but it is to build you up. It is to turn your thoughts over so that only opportunity starts rising for you. It's squeezing your energy through this fine mesh so that a refinement of who you are becoming can be established. But in many ways, it's also for this specific moment in time. Because once you have refined who your soul is asking you to become through the squeezing you into such small places, then you begin to know for certain what it is that you want. And when you know for certain what it is that you want, then your energetic direction takes you there. And you begin to cease that need to search. You begin to release the need to seek so much externally, because who you are becoming is ultimately aligning with what you want. And what you want knows or begins to know where you are because of the clarity of who you are becoming in this moment. You are where you are in between because there is an uncertainty of who you are. And so when you feel into that unfairness or you feel like things are not working out for you, there becomes an uncertainty of who you are. And so that path invites you or offers you this opportunity to begin the journey of understanding more of who you are. If you allow yourself to surrender into this in-between place of, hey, in this moment, I don't know who I am or what I want because things are not working out for me. Things are very uncertain. Things are very unclear. And that's okay. It's an okay place to be because it's a starting point. It's a starting point into you now redirecting that energy into knowing more of who you are and knowing more of what you want. And so everything that you go through in the establishment of what you want is fine-tuning that clarity of who you are. The searching, the seeking is simply a journey of you becoming more of who your soul wants you to be. Not because it's making you be someone different, but because it is following the flow of a desire placed long ago by you and only you. Trusting yourself along the journey is all you need to be in any given moment. Because you did not set out on this journey to attain all these things that you want. You set out on this journey to become something more along the way. And trusting yourself is what gets you there. Remember, this is not a journey of having things, but a journey of self-trust and self-mastery. And when you set out with that mindset, then it really doesn't matter what path you're on, because you are always utilizing your tools of unification and evolution and growth along the way. And that type of journey will only ensure this process of cultivating more trust and more courage for yourself along the way. So let the things be secondary, let your trust be primary, and allow your trust to lead you through the journey so that you become all that you desire to be along the way. And in becoming all that you desire to be, you naturally allow the flow of all that you desire to come to be in your experience along the way. Thank you so much for being here. Happy New Year. This is the last episode of 2023, and I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for all of your support over this last year. It is a pleasure and an honor to walk this journey with you and to share these messages with you. If you'd like to read the written transmission to this podcast episode, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll post the link to that newsletter in the description of this episode. Thank you again for being here. I love you, and I'll see you in the new year. Oneness, love, and peace be with you.